It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, yes, it sure is. And we are comedy alive from the greatest country in the world. Broadcasting from the tippy top of the world famous Fox News headquarters in New York City, it is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, a man who did not take questions in Spain this morning. Joe Biden calling on a pre-selected list of reporters and giving excuse after excuse for the state of our country.
That was embarrassing.
First, Spain had the running of the bulls. Now Biden gave them the running of the bull. A lot of blame, a lot of excuses, and no shortage of senior moments, if you will.
This man needs a retirement home and a warm bowl of soup.
We will discuss with Kevin Walling, who is a former worker for the Biden campaign, who is going to weigh in on Kamala Harris's claim that Biden's running again in 2024. Would you stop it? The man won't be running water in 2024, let alone a campaign for the presidency. The only significance of 2024 to Biden and Kamala is that it's going to be the price of gas by the time they're done with this term.
Tell them like it is.
888-788-9910 if you want a part of this shindig today. A shindig that will include Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, who is going to weigh in on the SCOTUS decision to punt on the Remain in Mexico policy, which did not go Homan's way, did not go America's way for that matter. So it's going to be a fun one. If you remember, Tom Homan, who I love talking to, is the dude who once threatened to punch me in the head on the show. we were joking about his support for Mayorkas, your Homeland Security Secretary. And I was like, oh, you know, you're clearly a big Mayorkas fan, you know, and he's like, maybe I ought to hit you in the head.
This could be a problem.
A big problem if he was in studio, because there's no way I'm taking Tom Homan. But 888-788-9910 if you want to jump in on my behalf or if you want to take a swing at me just the same. It's my last day. I'm going on vacation after this. I will be out in Los Angeles tomorrow with Jenny Failla and Lincoln Failla, and we'll be doing some work for the 4th of July here on the Fox News Channel, July the 4th. But aside from that, we are just forget about it. Pulling the goalie. Heading right to Roscoe's for some chicken and waffles.
You're killing yourself the way you eat. Y'all fat f***, look at you.
Another message for my handlers here at Fox. But it's a big day. It's a big Thursday. If you missed me last night on Tucker Carlson, I did lose the quiz to Dana Perino. But don't feel bad. I bet as much money on Dana as you guys did, and I made out like a bandit. But that quiz, the Tucker Carlson final exam, is on the Fox Across America Facebook page. If you aren't a part of that community, go there and be a part of the community. Message me. I will message you back directly. People are always like, oh, there's no way you have time to, send these yourself. And then they read the grammar. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's him. It's now definitely a community college guy that drove a taxi. Look at the grammar on this. Maybe they trained an ape to write back. This is him. Yeah, no, it's me. That is my page, and I would love to have you there. I would also love to have you at the Stress Factory. I promote this like crazy because I'm not going to see you guys for a week. You're going to have some Sean Duffy. You're going to have my man Paul Gleiser from KTBB down in Tyler, Texas. You might get a Jason Chaffetz sighting along the way, maybe even Rich Zeoli. Legendary Philadelphia morning show host on WPHT. A lot of great hosts filling in for me next week. And it's going to be a wild time. I will be here in spirit. You will hear some recordings of me, including this coming Monday, where we will be running a Fox Across America 4th of July special that will include the great Tim Scott. You will also hear from Brian Brenberg. You'll hear from Lincoln Failla. George from Queens is going to be on the show this coming Monday. It's going to be a wild one, so check it out. And if that's not enough Failla vision, get to the Stress Factory. It's July 15th and 16th, Friday night and Saturday night. Those shows at 7 and 9 p.m. You can get tickets. It's newbrunswick.stressfactory.com. That is it, okay? The self-promotion is over. Some of you message me like, yeah, there's so much self-promotion of the brand on this show. because that's how I picture you guys talking in my head. You're all women from Staten Island. Yeah, bro, I'm going to come down there and break your friggin' head. Like this girl, Andrea, I dated from Staten Island. Every time she'd leave me a voicemail, I'm like, is this my mechanic? Oh, so it's the girl I'm dating. That's her accent. Pretty funny. But I always, always sandwich board on this show because I want you guys to realize, and a lot of you do, the people who show up to the meet and greets and come to these stand-up shows realize, you guys are a huge part of this show. You're not listeners. You're co-owners. You're shareholders. This is a movement. It started on 27 stations. We're over 100, maybe 110, I believe, all in, and we're about to make some announcements when I get back about additional stations in some great markets. And, you know, to be honest with you, if you're me, every market's a great market if you can find the people who care about the country, who want to be force multipliers of positive energy. That was the hook of the show. When they gave me a show 2 years ago, after all the big-name hosts turned it down or asked for too much money, and they were like, fine, we'll give the guy a shot. Listen, I have no ego. I'm thrilled. This is my dream job. But I really want to use it for good. And the point I'm always trying to make and inviting you to join me live at this event or watch me on TV at that event is this movement really has exploded, and it's exploding not because of me, but really because of you, because you are tuning in. You are showing up. You are buying tickets in some instances. You are turning on the TV every night, and it matters. You know, we have created like crazy momentum right now, and you just can't imagine how much it's transformed my life. So, you know, some of this is, you know, me just, you know, being thrilled and excited, and a lot of it is just me saying thank you and reminding everybody listening that if I can do this, you can do anything. Okay, literally. Okay, I'm the kind of kid who, you know, I went to high school. I didn't really attend class. You know, I enrolled in community college, but I spent more time getting hammered in the parking lot than I did learning.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You know, most people would say that, but fat, drunk, and stupid took me a long way because I was still willing to show up and work hard, however fat or drunk or stupid I happened to be that day. So if I can do it, you can do it. I mean, the sky really is the limit. If Joe Biden can be the president of the United States, anybody can be anything.
I agree with that.
I mean, let me start here, because Biden's over in Spain, man. Okay. He takes questions today, and again, rather than, you know, people raising their hands and him taking random unsolicited, you know, random questions spontaneously from reporters, doesn't know what they're going to ask, has to actually be in the moment and give a real answer on his feet. No, no, no. What they did was he called on a predetermined list of reporters. Okay, we're going to take some questions here. I was told to call on first this person right here. Okay, you understand? Those aren't the actions of a man who's leading the room. Those are the actions of a man who is reading the room, meaning what was I told to do? He's not acting like he's in charge, first and foremost. You know, they're putting the training wheels on this guy in every way. Even on his bicycle, they're putting the training wheels on because he keeps falling.
Come on, man.
But he does. Okay, and the issue here is right off the bat, to start the presser today, he was asked, okay, about America going backwards. There's a poll out. We're going to get into it later. 85% of respondents believe America is headed in the wrong direction. 85%. Think about that. 10 of us get an Uber. It's an Uber XL. It's one of those big, fancy suburban ones. 8 of the 10 of us believe the driver is going the wrong way. 8 out of 10 of us believe the driver is driving the wrong way down the highway.
That can't be good.
Yes. If 85% of us think the driver's going the wrong way, I'm being honest with you, the driver's not doing a very good job.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
Okay, and that's reality. And the reporter said, well, how could you, you know, claim that America's back? The last time you were at the G7, you said America was back. Well, if 85% of the country thinks you're headed in the wrong direction, you know, how back is America? Okay, that was the question, and I will give you his meandering answer. But here is the setup to that question. Here is Biden explaining that he's going to take questions and call on the people he was told to call on. This is bumper bowling. This is not a press conference. This is a charade. It's clip 8.
And we're on the verge of making significant progress. Now, I'd be happy to take your questions. And the first question I'm told is Darlene Superville from the Associated Press.
You gotta do better than that.
Do you understand? The first question I am told is Darlene Superville from the Associated Press. Meaning, this is not a press conference. A press conference is, okay, I'll take some questions. Hands fly up. Me, pick me, oh, me. And he grabs somebody. And yes, they all pick a familiar face that they think is going to ask a friendly question. But in this instance, it goes beyond looking for that friendly face in the crowd. He knows what the question is going to be. They are cutting up the food and feeding it to this man. Do you understand? That's what we're dealing with.
We have a president that is clearly not all there.
And that matters because this is the G7. They're over in Spain, which means every world leader is there interacting with this guy and realizing that the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor. The other thing they're realizing is there's a real void of leadership in our country right now in that this guy doesn't own anything. Okay, first they'll deny the problem. No, inflation's not a real thing. Then he will tell you, all right, it's here, but it's transitory. It's going to go away in like 3 weeks. All right, well, it's here to stay, but MAGA. Well, it's here to stay, but Putin's price hike. I'm saying, nothing to do with me. And they see this pattern again and again. The border wasn't a crisis. Till fine, the border's a crisis, but it's seasonal. It's the warm weather. He blamed the warm weather a year ago. The numbers have increased every month since then. So are we in this permanent cycle of warm weather down there? Or is he just lying his face off? So it went from the border's not a problem to fine, it's a problem, but it's seasonal, it'll go away, to okay, it's a problem, but climate change. Push our agenda. Green energy. That's what we need. That's what we were told. Okay, the border, which is a now problem. People are crossing our border in record numbers now. Americans are dying. Dying at record rates right now because of the fentanyl coming across the border. This is a now problem, meaning your house is on fire. You have a problem right now. You don't have a problem a month from now. You don't have a problem 3 weeks ago. You have a problem right now. Now problem, now solution. They showed up and told us, oh, it was climate change. We flew Kamala down to the Northern Triangle. She conducted a study and decided climate change was causing people to cross the border illegally.
Kamala's awful with her weird laugh. Ha ha!
They're not leaving and walking 1,000 miles because what the weather's going to do 50 years from now. They're leaving and walking 1,000 miles because they know they're going to get in the country when they get to the border. But again, this has resulted in a monstrous humanitarian crisis. We're going to talk about it with Tom Homan a little bit later in the show. We just had 50 migrants die in a tractor trailer trying to get smuggled into this country. And I have empathy for both sides of this argument. People say, oh, they're breaking the law. Screw them. But understand, they are fleeing real oppression, not the fake Democrat oppression. They're fleeing cartel violence. They're fleeing food insecurity. And sadly, if they move to a liberal city, they're going to wind up with cartel violence and food insecurity. But you don't need to tell them that. Don't ruin the adventure. But the reality is he doesn't own any of these crises. And that's weakness in leadership. When Afghanistan came and went and we took the troops out ahead of the civilians, the troops, the guns went home ahead of the cell phones.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
But he got on TV and told us it was a success. Oh, it's the most successful airlift in history. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe MAGA. They're ultra MAGA. January 6th. White supremacy. Trans rights. Just word salad. But people aren't buying it. That's the issue that we have. And other world leaders see this. They see a guy whose elevator doesn't run all the way to the top floor. And they see a guy who is a status quo politician more concerned with blaming someone for the problem than solving the actual problem, which is why you get this answer to the first question he took today. This is clip 4.
New polling this week shows that 85% of the U.S. public thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. How do you explain this to those people who feel the country is going in the wrong direction, including some of the leaders you've been meeting with this week, who think that when you put all of this together, it amounts to an America that is going backward?
They do not think that. You haven't found one person, one world leader to say America's going backward. America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been. We have the strongest economy in the world. Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Wrong.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States in overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy. We've been a leader in the world in terms of personal rights and privacy rights. And it is a mistake, in my view, for the Supreme Court to do what it did.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Again, guys attacking the Supreme Court. This is the guy that was supposed to restore norms. Norms and dignity to our politics. You ever heard the old adage, politics ends at the water's edge? This is an American president bashing his Supreme Court on the world stage. bashing the Supreme Court. Do you remember when they told us, oh, Trump's going to undermine faith in our institutions? There's Biden on the other side of the world saying the Supreme Court sucks.
Democrats are so full of crap.
Really think about that. And blaming Putin as when a destabilizing force. Understand, he's lying when he says our inflation is worse than the rest of the world. It's not. In the industrialized world, we're 2 points higher than everybody else. And by the way, it started here 14 months before Putin invaded Ukraine. His own Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said this last week. It is not Putin's price hike. It started here. Okay, but he shamelessly lies on the world stage. Lies in a predetermined fashion because he knew these questions were coming. And this idea that, oh, it's worse over there. America, the shining city on the hill, is not supposed to be the, well, you should see the other guy. Yeah, it sucks here now, but you should see the other guy. He's admitting it sucks here. He just wants you to know it's not his fault. Joe Biden said one thing. There has been a destabilizing force that has hit his country. And it is the fact that we have a president and a vice president who have no idea what they're doing.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Jimmy Failla.
He's got great charisma.
Yeah.
He's always dressed fantastic. He has what I call it.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Big Thursday episode of the show. We're kind of watching the instant replay from Joe Biden's press conference over in Spain this morning. As Warner Wolf, the late, great Warner Wolf, would say, let's go to the videotape. Warner Wolf was at a stand-up comedy show I did once at the Ha Comedy Club here in Times Square, which is a fantastic place. If you like stepping on a syringe in the lobby, oh, you're going to love these comedy shows. It was a little dicey. But a good time was had by all, and Warner Wolf was at those shows. And he was famous as a sportscaster on CBS, and I know he spent some time broadcasting out in Seattle for watching Instant Replay, and he would say, yes, let's go to the videotape. We are going to the videotape on Joe Biden right now. And the guy who was going to bring back our norms in government, restore decorum to the office, got on the world stage, trashed the Supreme Court, and then said, how's this for restoring norms? We should make an exception to the filibuster and get rid of it so he can codify Roe versus Wade, meaning we should break the laws of this country. We should work around the Constitution to usurp the constitutional authority of the Supreme Court. I mean, Joe Biden is an effing disgrace.
I agree with that.
Here it is, clip one.
I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action to deal with the Supreme Court decision.
This guy will say anything.
Literally anything, whatever they tell him to say. Understand that Joe Biden, as a senator, voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Joe Biden was a pro-life guy most of his life. Then they told, you know, again, he's a go-along to get-along politician. He's a man of no principle. They're like, no, no, you're pro-choice now. The reporter asked him today, are you the best messenger for this, considering your previous pro-life stance? And Biden goes, well, you know, I'm a good messenger. I'm the president of the United States. Yeah, in name only. This is a guy who's not in charge. But this idea of, no, no, we abolish the filibuster. The rules we're dealing with right now are Democratic-made rules. Whenever they talk to you about the 60-vote threshold and everything in between, these are things that were done by Harry Reid and the Democrats. These were things that were done under Barack Obama.
I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
Mr. Gasoline Man, give a loan to me. I'm not wealthy, and there is no way I'm paying you. Hey, Mr. Gasoline Man, throw a bone to me. Prices go up every morning, and I'm totally screwed. Though I know Biden's a liar, his head is in the sand. Doesn't have a plan. Blames everyone he can, but he's the problem. And Kamala confuses me. Her brain is so empty. They push green energy. It is plain for all to see that they're both clueless. Hey, Mr. Gasoline Man, give a loan to me. I'm not wealthy, and there is no way I'm paying you. Hey, Mr. Gasoline Man, throw a bone to me. Prices go up every morning, and I'm totally screwed.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. National average of gasoline hit $5 this month for the first time ever. $5 for the first time in the history of this country.
Biden sucks.
The response, of course, was to blame everybody else. Okay, here he was speaking in Spain a short while ago. This is clip six.
Immediate relief in terms of the reduction of the elimination of temporary elimination of the gas tax. And so I think there's a lot of things we can do and we will do. But the bottom line is, ultimately, the reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the food crisis exists is because of Russia.
You're a bald-faced liar. A f***ing liar.
I mean, Joe Biden.
You're a liar.
Russia, 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 Russia did not make Joe Biden kill the Keystone Energy Pipeline.
Correctamundo.
Russia did not make Joe Biden end federal subsidies for drilling on federal land.
Correctamundo.
Russia did not discourage Wall Street to invest and throw capital behind new oil exploration and drilling.
Correctamundo.
Joe Biden did. That's the issue right now. That's the issue. And we are only susceptible to what he keeps calling Putin's price hike because of what Biden did here. You dig? We were energy independent. We were a net exporter. We were shipping the oil to other parts of the world. Understand, Biden did all of these things. Sacrificed 10,000 American jobs at the altar of environmental virtue signaling to do what? Cause less pollution. That was the deal. Well, if, you know, we don't produce as much here, the world will be cleaner. Yo, folks, this is your radio buddy talking. These are not political points. These are common sense points. I don't get on the air and tell you how to vote. I shouldn't be in charge. I don't want to be in charge. I don't want to be an activist. I just want to be a radio buddy. Come hang out at a comedy show. We'll have a beer. Not so much tequila, though. You guys are out of control. Stop buying me tequila. Anyway. Okay, understand this. We burn fuel cleaner in America by 42% than the next closest country. Do you understand? So when we go buy fuel from somebody else, we're creating more pollution because we're consuming their dirty fuel instead of our clean fuel. You with me so far? Now understand that we also have to ship their fuel here from other parts of the world. So you're not making anything cleaner, nor are you saving the world, as the environmental wackos think.
They're crazy.
Okay, but when he says things like, you know, Putin's price hike, but don't worry, I'm going to repeal the federal gas tax. Understand, repealing the federal gas tax, pressuring Congress to repeal the state gas tax, doesn't address the issue of supply and demand.
Bingo.
That's the issue here, supply and demand. That's what dictates prices. That's why he was going over to beg the Saudis to increase production until Emmanuel Macron of France told him, if you saw the hot mic moment 2 days ago, by the way, I know you're going to go talk to the Saudis about increasing production. They can't. They're at peak production already. Biden knows that now. Okay, he was trying to get them to increase production. Why did he want them to increase production? Because he knows the only way to lower prices is to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yet he's out here lying to you about Putin and strategic oil reserves. Oh, the federal gas tax. That'll help things. Do you understand? They could repeal the federal gas tax. It could hurt our ability to maintain highways and roads. And the price still might not go down. Because if the laws of supply and demand aren't addressed, the price can go up independently of the federal gas tax. It always does. And this is not some Fox News radio host telling you this. This is Barack Obama. Here's a clip of Barack Obama explaining when he was running for president how this is one of the worst gimmicks in all of Washington, is repealing the federal gas tax.
We don't know that the oil companies will actually pass on the savings. So you're saving 5% in terms of the gas tax. It's not clear what would prevent the oil companies from just jacking up prices 5%. So you end up giving them more money, and we've drained the highway trust fund. Now, this is the problem with Washington. We're facing a situation where oil prices could hit $200 a barrel. Oil companies like Shell and BP just reported record profits for the quarter, and we're arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas over the course of the entire summer, so that everyone in Washington can pat themselves on the back and say that they did something.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
Understand, folks, that's Barack Obama. Joe Biden served as his vice president for 8 years.
I don't remember that ever happening.
But it did happen. Okay, and Barack Obama was honest with the American people. Repealing the federal gas tax is one of the biggest jokes in Washington because it doesn't address the cost of gas, meaning supply and demand head on. You understand, the oil companies can still wind up charging you more. The ratios of supply and demand can still get out of control. But politicians get to claim they're doing something when they're doing nothing at all.
I admire your honesty.
That's what's going on in this moment. Okay, so he'll keep passing the buck, but you understand, he's not doing that for you. He's not repealing the federal gas tax for you. As Obama said, this would project to save you $5 over the course of the summer. Okay, it's going to save you 1 gallon of gas over the whole summer. Not 1 gallon of gas every time you fill up a tank. Do you understand? $5 this summer. That's what you're getting. $5. No, listen. This is the guy who screwed up the supply and demand by declaring war on the fossil fuel industry as a candidate. This guy screwed up the laws of supply and demand in the name of placating the environmental wackos. And now he wants to tell you, but don't worry about it. I'm doing everything I can, including saving you $5 on the $3,000 worth of extra gas money you're going to have to spend this year.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones, man. It's my last day here. Let's talk. Let's Fox Across America this thing. 888-788-9910. Mary is in Fletcher, Oklahoma. We need some good Oklahoma energy on this show. Hey, girl.
Hey. Hi. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm wondering why people on the left still believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
Well, this is the deal.
It's all cue cards. It's all puppeteering.
It is.
You're
right.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't see, you know, if they would have done that in Trump's time or even in Obama. Obama's time, mm-hmm. or in either one of the Bushes, or in, you know, this kind of coddling that they're doing, it's upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the issue.
He's not telling the truth.
Well, he's not telling the truth. This is the thing. The people on his side, like, politics got to this place, Mary, where it's now a sport. And instead of worrying about the country or worrying about the price of gas or the border or anything in between, they would rather just root for their side, meaning they'd rather they know deep down he's lying, but they don't want to own the lie because it's bad for their side. We're in such a childish struggle for power in this country that we're actually just ripping the country apart. You know, that's what's going on. It's like two kids are fighting for the TV remote and it's going to wind up flying across the room and smashing. And that's kind of the kind of immaturity we're seeing here. And like when he gets out on the world stage and says, oh, the Supreme Court's the problem. 85% of the country thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. And that poll was taken.
I think it's even more.
Oh, deep down it is. That's what I'm saying. It's, of course, it's the other 15% just don't want to admit it because they're dyed-in-the-wool partisans and they don't want to own this failure. And you get it. I get it. And again, he can continue to tell reporters it's Putin's price hike. Well, the way it's going to change is election. Sadly, it's going to take till November for them to course correct because the voters are the employers here. And if people recognize that and take back the power we have in a democracy, we can actually get politicians who do our bidding in Washington as opposed to just ripping us off and getting fat at the lobbyist lunches.
That's true.
What is the 4th of July like in Fletcher, Oklahoma, really quick? Do you guys get rowdy?
Actually, I am actually an OTR truck driver.
Oh, get out.
So I'm seeing all of the let's say I got to be politically not politically correct, but there may be some young ears on here, so I will be nice. Seeing everything that he has done, cuz I've been out here for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
So I had Trump era versus Biden's showboating.
Uh-huh.
So I see everything that, you know, uh-huh. I'm looking right now.
Yeah.
Orange juice used to be a dollar mm-hmm. to get. It's $1.99 here in
crazy.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that's a little bottle of orange juice.
That's insane.
I'd hate to see what it's actually in the.
How does a gal like you make a screwdriver? What are you pouring your vodka into these days?
not
Mary
right now because I can't afford it.
Oh man.
As a truck driver, I can't afford it.
It's killing me, Mary. No, it's killing me, man. Like I'm glad we can kind of laugh about it because the thing is. They don't care. Like, they actually don't care right now. They're hoping the price of gas gets... Yeah, go ahead.
They don't actually pay for the gas.
Nope.
They have somebody else go, and they don't see it.
Nope.
They don't pay for their groceries. They're not handing the money over.
Mm-mm.
They've got their secretaries and their personal assistants doing that for them. And I think that living outside of that bubble mm-hmm. or in their little bubble has made it where they're not...
Yep. No, they're out of touch.
Everyday life.
No, they're out of touch.
Yeah.
Like real politicians, just so you know, and this is the joke of politics, they care so much more about themselves than they do about us. And we used to admit that as a country. We used to say like, oh, I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. My buddy's a Democrat. But deep down, we know these people only care about themselves. That's still kind of the case. But you wind up aligning with the party whose ideas you think would be better for the country, which is why I support the conservative movement. I think more freedom and less government is better for the country. I don't have faith in every politician to come through for me, but it'd be nice if they did something. Right now, we have a class of politician in Washington that's doing nothing. Like that Joe Biden, if he had a logo, remember how Obama had that logo of like the sun rising over the beach? Biden's logo would be like a hammock in Delaware. It would just be an old man eating pudding in a hammock.
Well, who was the one I was listening yesterday? They had somebody on who he's a candidate. But he is still working. He's still creating jobs mm-hmm. and businesses. I'll get behind him before I'll get behind anybody else.
Well, Mark Wayne Mullen in Oklahoma, who was on and just came out on top in your primaries, but I think he has to go to a runoff, is still running. He's got 6 kids. He's still running businesses in Oklahoma while representing the people in Congress. He was on this show. And yes, he's a guy who understands how government makes life harder for small business owners and for regular people like you and me. And that's who you need in Washington. You don't need people going to Washington who are getting so many stock tips that they make $100 million in a job that pays $100,000 a year, because they don't care. That's the problem with a Nancy Pelosi or a Joe Biden. They have too much money to even comprehend what it's like to struggle.
Yeah, and her struggling right now is, let's cover up what my husband just did. That's her struggle.
Oh, there's a lot of that going. Yeah, don't lend your truck to Paul Pelosi, if that's what you're asking.
No,
Mary, I love talking to you, girlfriend. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Yeah.
Be well. The great Mary out on the road in Fletcher, Oklahoma. I'm going to get into more of your calls. Jeff, listening via TuneIn. He's down in Virginia. Yo, Jeff.
Hey, Jimmy, I really appreciate your show and your chuckles.
My man, I'm trying over here. I'll stick with these drugs. Thank you.
Well, I was sitting there thinking this morning that this administration is causing their own traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have enough direction or observation or discernment to take a different route.
Yep.
They're just jamming us all up, and the American people, we're the pedestrians watching it, trying to, I don't know, but we're very dissatisfied. I'm an independent voter and very dissatisfied of what's happening, extremely, and actually quite concerned. So, but your show does bring that element of chuckle.
Oh, buddy. We've become is like we're the nation's gallows humor. Like we just sit here, the world's on fire, and we can at least laugh at it to try and get by, because it's like a coping mechanism, man. When things are this bad, like if you don't laugh at them, you're going to go nuts. And I don't want anybody to go any crazier than I am, you know, so we're just trying to hold it all together. Are you based in Virginia, Jeff?
Yes.
So are you setting off all kinds of C2 explosives on the 4th of July? How rowdy do you guys get?
Well, it's hard to tell. No, I'm up in age now, and I've listened to politics a while, and I'm concerned about this, but you know, maybe Jimmy, we could send this Biden a copy of The Art of the Deal. You know, maybe at night he could read that a little bit and see if it would help.
Listen, they would have to print it in a much bigger font than it's currently written in. That could take a while. And maybe I have a compromise. Maybe we don't send it to Biden. Maybe we send it to whoever is actually in charge. Can we shake hand on that?
That sounds good.
Great call, Jeff. I hope you have a great 4th of July, brother. I'll see you soon. Quick break, back after this.
Critics are calling it the show of the year.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Getting back into the phones really quick. 888-788-9910. Robert is in Carbondale, Illinois. Yo, Robert.
Hey, yo, Jimmy. Big fan of yours. Follow you on Facebook.
Oh, Robert, I am aware of you and your Facebooking and everything in between. I cannot acknowledge most of your posts on the air, but there's some good stuff out there.
Okay. Well, I'll make it quick because I know you're up against another break. Yeah, I just wanted to ask if you know what the current Vegas odds are for the current Summer of Love 2022. Is it going to be as good as the original Summer of Love 2020?
Do you want to laugh?
Is it going to be an over-commercialized knockoff, kind of like Woodstock 2 or New Coke?
I see it as a New Coke. Here's the deal. They don't really care the way the left is saying they do. Meaning, like, if you're in New York, you're in California, yeah, you're in a liberal city, there are protests. I got stuck in a protest getting across town yesterday. They were screaming in front of the Young Republican Club on 54th Street. They were screaming, pro-life is a lie, you don't care if people die. And I was like, dude, that's not true. But if you cause enough traffic in New York, it will become true, because people really won't care if you die. But I don't think there's enough passion, meaning blue states, yes, red states, no. But I think it's a funny angle to take, and I am going to call Vegas because I've lost enough money out there. Why not one more betting line, Robert? Oh, there goes my man. I will see you on Facebook if you're still listening. Bottom of the hour. We're back. We've got Kevin Walling from the Biden campaign after this. Wow.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, you bet it is. We are fired up. It's a big hour. It's a big hour on the show. They're all big, if you're judging my weight. It's always big. You're on the Jimmy Failla diet, but it's a big hour for content reasons. Kevin Walling, okay, Let's talk about this for a minute. He is a former campaign surrogate for Joe Biden. He's going to be joining us a little bit later on. And Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a Fox News contributor, a guy who is not happy with the Biden border policy. If you've heard Homan on this show in the past when we discussed the border, here's a brief clip of him discussing the border.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
He gets very worked up. He was actually on the show. I'm not kidding. He once said he was going to punch me in the head. I think the action was like a throwaway joke where he was trashing Biden for like 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, I'll put you down as a maybe on Biden. And he was like, maybe I ought to punch you in the head.
I'll break you in half like a little toothpick.
And I was just glad he was on the phone and not in person, because I ain't taking Tom Homan, man. Come on. I mean, I got a decent jab. I grew up in Levittown. So one thing, if you grew up in a tough town like I did, you know, Levittown is the biggest post-World War II settlement for American GIs returning home from the war. It was America's first suburb. And they guys used the GI Bill and bought houses and moved into their Levitt capes and raised families and raised an American flag every damn day. There was a flag on every house in our town, every house. And these guys loved the country. But, you know, I was surrounded by a lot of old men. You should never make a sudden move around. You know, these guys might have a flashback and take you out. And that was back when not only could you hit your kids, you could hit other people's kids. Like if you were mouthing off, somebody else's dad would smack you in the head and your dad wouldn't even have a problem with it. That's what I grew up around. So it's the one thing is growing up in that type of working class town where it's no nonsense. You got a lot of law enforcement. You got a lot of military. You know, you do wind up getting in a lot of fights. And what you would notice is like everybody grew up in a house where they got beat. So they actually they're good fighters. That was the thing. Like when Levittown, when we used to get into brawls at keg parties, we would kill people. We were like Vikings coming into town because, God, you know, most people who get in a street fight, or if they're a righty, they'll hit you righty. If they're a lefty, they'll hit you lefty. Levittown guys are throwing combos, you know, upper hooks, slipping jabs. And that's just the women. It was a mess. But right now, down at the southern border where that battle is being fought, the Supreme Court, who is winning all kinds of accolades from conservatives this week, actually ruled on behalf of the Biden administration one time in this run of the past few days. They ruled that the Biden administration does not, in fact, technically have to enforce the Remain in Mexico policy. Now, why is this a problem for America, not just Texas, but every state in the country? Well, you know this part of the Regents exam. The fentanyl coming across the southern border has killed 107,000 people this year. It is now the leading killer of men in this country between the ages of 18 and 45. Fentanyl. The thing going on at our border is killing more people than anything else in that age group, 18 and 45. Again and again and again. And listen to me again. People between the ages of 45, they are dying from fentanyl more than anything else. Anything. Not COVID, not monkeypox, or anything else the media is covering. They're dying from fentanyl, and you're not reading a word about it.
Journalism in this country is dead and buried.
And you're not reading a word about it. Why? Because it's a liability to the Democratic Party. This is the thing we're trying to break on the show. Yo, I care, man. I'm 2 years into this thing. I care. I'm not like out of touch. I'm not like just trying to get ratings and saying stupid stuff. And it doesn't matter what the consequences of my words happen to be. I'm trying to break through this political cycle, this intellectual laziness of only focusing on what the other side does wrong. You'll hear me bash Republicans on the show. You hear me bash Trump on the show. People get mad at me. But if it's warranted, that's the gig, dude. Call balls and strikes. Okay, the fact that the media prioritizes the Democratic Party over the well-being of the country as a whole is a problem for Democrats, too.
He knows what he's talking about.
Okay, 107,000 people have died of fentanyl overdoses. They're not all Republicans, dummies. They're not all independents. They're not all people who voted for Kanye like I did. They're Democrats. They're everything in between. Okay, this is a drug. It is a poison. It is killing indiscriminately. And you understand what the Remain in Mexico policy did was it took the teeth out of the drug cartels. How, Jimmy? What do you mean? Well, here's the deal. Right now, cartels are charging people $5,000, $10,000 bounties to get them into the country. And the reason they can charge that money is because they will, in fact, get them into the country.
That's true. That is true.
The reason being is because even if you get caught at our southern border right now, if you get caught right now at our southern border, they let you in. That's the deal. They're not sending anybody home. They're not deporting anybody. That's why the cartels show up with a child. They show up with a family. Okay. They charge the money to get into the country because if you're traveling with a child, you have basically a gold ticket into the country in terms of your asylum case being granted. They, oh, this person's with a child. They're fleeing a bad situation. Let them into the country. It's the reason we have what the media tries to call family separation. Kids in cages, as they like to say. The reason they're separating families at the southern border, this dates all the way back to George W. Bush, is because they realized that a lot of these kids coming across the border aren't with their families. They're not with people that they should actually be traveling with. They're with cartels, people who might harm them. Here's real stats, okay? 30% of the women who cross our border illegally get sexually assaulted along the way. So if a million women have come into the border this year, that means there's been 300,000 rapes this year alone under the Joe Biden border policy. You understand? That's a real problem, man. And when they separate families from kids, 9 times out of 10, they're not separating families from kids. They're separating someone who is exploiting a kid to make it easier for themselves to get into the country. And because the Remain in Mexico policy was taking asylum seekers and forcing them to remain in Mexico until they got a yes or a no, it was weakening the cartel's marketing ability to promise people safe passage to the U.S. If you don't know whether or not you're going to get in, you can't really justify paying the premium to try. If we know asylum cases are going to be legitimately heard, you're going to be forced to remain in Mexico until you get a yes, a lot less people try to come in. Think of it on this analogy that I've made a lot. Think of the bars when you're an underage drinker. If you were like me, you were 17, 18 years old, and you wanted to get into a bar, you know, if you heard there was a bar that was accepting fake ID or wasn't even asking for ID, you and your friends were all in on that bar. And then, of course, 2 hours later, you and your underage friends who didn't know how to drink were throwing up on the sidewalk. But the point is, they have turned America into the bar that's not IDing people. And because everybody knows it's easy to get in, they're trying. That's why we had these 50 migrants dead, dude. They died in a tractor trailer on Monday trying to sneak into this country. People are trying every way they can. Dr. Seuss, on a boat, on a goat, on a train, on a plane, whatever they can do to get to our southern border and walk across, swim across, run across. The cartels are flooding the zone with people. And as they're flooding the zone with people and attracting the attention of our border agents, they are then also penetrating the border in other areas where we don't have as much security or, oh, I don't know, a wall. Okay, understand that every Democrat that gets on TV and says, we should be building bridges, not walls. Walls are racist. First and foremost, they all live in houses that have walls around them. But more importantly, getting past that, everybody, and I mean everybody, it was 85% of the Senate voted for a border wall under Barack Obama and again under George W. Bush. Every one of those Democrats voted for border wall funding twice, once under Obama, once under Bush. Why? Because you'd be an idiot not to want to secure your southern border. You're not a racist. Think of it as the front door of your house. You want to know who's coming in. You want to know who's going out. Doesn't make you a racist. You're not anti-anything. You're pro-sanity. You're pro-security. But because we blasphemed Trump's border wall because they didn't like the way he communicated about it on the campaign trail, they ran with a narrative that border walls were racist, so we can't have one. So when Biden got into office, we stopped construction on the border wall because we don't want a Trump policy. But do you see where it's more important to them to discredit their political opponent than it is to actually protect the country you live in? That's what we're dealing with. It's a dereliction of duty. And the fact that they're not going to force asylum seekers to remain in Mexico means it's going to be more incentivized for them to try and come here, which means it's going to be more incentivized for cartels to send drugs our way, which means we are all less safe as a result. Okay, that's what's going on in this moment. So when you hear Tom Homan come on, he's not a happy man. This guy's the former acting ICE director. He was tasked with securing our border with deporting violent criminals. Oh, by the way, have you been reading any of the reporting about 50 known men on the terrorist watch group that have been apprehended at our border? Okay, that's the ones that have been apprehended. How many have gotten away? We have hundreds of thousands of gotaways at our southern border. We don't know what's coming into this country. In what world? Who's listening right now? Who's listening that would be okay with ripping the front door out of their house and going to bed at night with the wife and the kids and not knowing who might walk in? Is there anybody listening? Speak up. I can't hear you. Feel for the 888-788-9910. That's the phone number. If you can call in and tell me with a straight face that you'd be happy ripping open the front, unlock the windows too, slide them right up, wide open, make it easier to get in. You don't want to be a racist, right? Open the back door while you're at it. What do you got, a garage? Open the garage door. What do you got, a car? How dare you lock your car doors? We should be building bridges, not doors. Come on, man, let everybody into your car. None of you would do that. I'm not making a political point. It's not a political show. It's a sports talk show. That's what it is. I cover politics like it's sports. I will tell you who's winning. I will tell you who's losing. And I will tell you why. That's what I do on this show. Right now, okay, Biden won the election, so all of America is losing because Joe Biden is a clown. I'm going to get into more of your calls before Holman. Now you guys got to calm me down. I'm all worked up over here. 888-788-9910. Your calls after this.
It's the show that never hits the books.
I love the poorly educated.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Tom Holman's coming up in a little while. We'll also talk to Kevin Walling, who is a former Biden campaign surrogate. It's going to be an interesting conversation at a time when the whole country is chanting,
"Let's go, Brandon!"
I mean, man. But right now, it's not Walling, it's not Holman. Let's get some you and me time back in and go to the phones. 888-788-9910. Teresa, batting leadoff in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, girl. It's my last day. I'm actually off for the first time, I think, in like 13 years tomorrow.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's,
I don't know what to do
you
with the stimulation, Teresa. Like, I'm coming unwound.
you
got to restore order, girlfriend. Let's go. Get focused.
So I think it was on your show earlier this week, the press secretary was bragging about how many drugs they've been confiscating.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of your Titanic analogy. Or how about when they left Afghanistan? Oh, it's the greatest air raid ever.
You're right. And she said the border was closed.
Take it from there, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you for the setup. No, but she did. She said the same thing about, she's like, yeah, the border was closed. And that's insane. Like, when you think of what's coming into the country.
Who's believing this?
I don't know. I was saying this earlier. I don't know if anyone does at all. I just think some people, like, look the other way because it's politically damaging.
Sure.
And I don't think anyone understands the real consequence because people think the border, they're like, oh, Texas. You know, I don't live in Texas. What do I care? But the problem is whatever happens
just
in Texas happens to the rest of the country. You know what I'm saying?
Just wait.
Yeah. Well, the only upside is they're shipping migrants to New York City now. And most of the migrants are like, hey, can I go back to Mexico? This isn't cool. No way. Can I get out of a Democratic-run city?
Probably better.
Yeah. They're now making requests. They're like, I understand you're going to ship me somewhere else. Can you ship me to a red state, please? It's not good. Teresa, answer
Don't
me this.
Don't come to Michigan.
Yeah, no.
It's too freaking cold here. Oh. Stay in Mexico. No.
You'd be better off. No. Let me ask you this, Teresa. Yeah. Do you guys get rowdy on the 4th of July?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty excited. We just bought a keg. Just ordered the kegerator off of a Wayfair this week. So I'm pretty excited about that.
You are a true Fox Across American. You are. Because that's...
Get on down here. Get on up here is what I
do. Do you know the story really quick? The first time I appeared at the comedy club in Reno, that as I got to my hotel, there were two people face down on the ground handcuffed because they were smoking meth behind the hotel. And as the guy was letting me into the building, a woman looked up at me. Have you ever seen someone with two teeth in their mouth? But just stick with me. Their teeth are so far apart, it looks like a football goalpost. Like, you know, you see a mouth, I see a game-winning field goal opportunity. But anyway, they're on the ground, handcuffed, and the woman looks up to me and she goes, "Jimmy Failla, I love your show." And I was like, "Damn right you do. Those are my people, Teresa. Those are my people. That's what you're a part of. Real America, Teresa." So
yeah, bring
one,
it on.
Have one for me, girlfriend. I'll be out there late this summer. Maybe we'll have some you and me time in Michigan.
I love it.
There we go. Happy birthday, America. Miss you already, Teresa. 888-788-9910. Forrest up in Utica, New York, eating greens. Yo, Forrest.
How are you?
My man.
Hey. Seen you twice in Utica at Fat Cats. Great shows.
Dude, and you're still calling into the show. Most people have quit the show after that. I'm kidding. You guys are the best. By the way, so just really quick, for all like the chicken riggy talk and stuff that goes on in the show because of Utica, I didn't know what greens were till I ate them. That's like my favorite thing in the world now.
And you can get them at different heat, really hot. You can get them with potatoes, with different type peppers.
World class. So. World class.
Yeah.
It's going to go up in price, though, if Biden keeps doing this globalist thing. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, Biden is clueless. And yes, he is. But his handlers aren't. I mean, you look at everything going on. And you've mentioned it in your show tons of times. You know, George Soros, the DAs who won't prosecute. You got Antifa. Defund the police, the immigration problem. Biden's not doing anything about the gas prices or food prices. And you think this is all just insane. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a plan.
Yep.
And it's not a good plan. Mm-hmm. And you may have heard him use things like New World Order and stakeholder capitalism. Mm-hmm. Those aren't his terms. I mean, you've got 10 different countries using like Canada, France, United Kingdom, Japan, the United Nations using Build Back Better programs.
Yep.
It's all connected to Davos and the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And these people are, you know, worried about the they're globalists who are worried about the environment. And they want to do what's called a Great Reset.
Yep.
And they want to change everything as we know it and bring home stakeholder capitalism, which is what Hitler used. And it's what Xi Jinping is presently using. And it's all planned to do this Great Reset and change America as we know it. Now, I originally didn't believe any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But you can just go on YouTube and see these guys talking for themselves. John Kerry, George Soros, Klaus Schwab. Mm-hmm. You can just find the videos on how they want to change our world.
Well, the one thing I would say to this is globalism definitely brings us back to the pack. Like, whatever their true motivations are, and I don't doubt the motivations like the ones you described, but globalism does bring us back to the pack in that this, you know, share the wealth. It's almost a socialism type global philosophy. It's great for the corporations, but in terms of the overall quality of life in this country, you know, the old question from Ronald Reagan, are you better off now than you were four years ago? Okay, if you ask any American, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Every single one of them is going to tell you.
The answer would be no.
Unless they happen to be so obnoxiously rich that they happen to be living on like Martha's Vineyard with an airport on their land like Obama.
Don't be thick, all right?
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. They're playing Van Halen. You can always tell what our engineer, what our DJ thinks of the guest based on the quality of music. They're taking this next guest. He's a former acting ICE director. He's a Fox News contributor. They're taking him as a Van Halen guy. And they better have gotten this one right because he'll come here. He'll crack some skulls. Tom Homan is back on the show. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Are we? Are you good with the Van Halen, or is Josh getting a wedgie?
He's got it all wrong. I'm on a little Waylon Jennings, a little Merle Haggard.
Ooh, he just as you said that, he slid open the door and ran out of the booth. Nobody wants to go toe to toe with Tom Homan. You know that.
No, Waylon Jennings is a country legend.
Of course,
he couldn't get more wrong than he got it.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever, really quickly, there is a great bar here in New York City called the Waylon on 10th Avenue. Have you ever been to it? It's a Waylon Jennings bar.
I have not been there.
Homan, me, you, and a Fox corporate card have a date with Destiny.
Let's do it.
There
let's
it is, it. Homan. I'm a good recruiter, I'm telling you. All right, good. We need some you and me time. Well, right now, okay, let me just jump in on this. Because I was watching the SCOTUS ruling come down. And it's the way I read it was the administration doesn't have to enforce Remain in Mexico. Is that the takeaway?
That is correct.
But that sounds not like a win for America or the good guys. That sounds like a loss for us, no?
No, it is a loss for us. But, you know, it isn't a huge loss because Mayorkas has only been used in Remain in Mexico probably at 25% of the throttle of what Trump did. But, you know, it's a loss. And obviously the court didn't look at the data. Because here's why President Trump did. I have not discussed him in the Oval Office. The reason this was important, because there's two data points. Number one, if you look at Immigration Court, Immigration Office of Immigration Review, or Executive Office of Immigration Review, in the last decade, almost 9 out of 10 Central Americans who claim fear at the border never get relief from U.S. courts because they either don't show up or they don't qualify. That's 9 out of 10.
Yep.
And what happens to that 9 out of 10 that get ordered removed from the United States? Well, if they're a UAC, they leave 3% of the time. If they're a family unit, they leave 6% of the time. If they're an adult, they leave about 20% of the time. So bottom line is they commit fraud by claiming asylum. They get released to the United States. And even though 90% lose their case, they never leave. They just hang out for the next amnesty giveaway. So here's what the results of this going to be. More migrants will be crossing the border. There's going to be more fugitives, more people in the country that have a final order removal that ICE can't even execute because Secretary said being in the country illegally is not enough to be arrested. But here's the downside of this. The more people that come across the border because of this decision means more border agents off the line, which results in more fentanyl coming across the border, which result in more known or suspected terrorists coming across the border. This decision is going to bury Border Patrol, which means more gotaways, more drugs, and more criminals and known suspected terrorists can cross the border because 70% of Border Patrol will not be on the line.
God, that's so frustrating. They're basically just flooding the zone is what they're doing. And I don't think people get it. If you're just joining us, Tom Homan is on the line, former acting ICE director, Fox News contributor. I think one of the things we're getting wrong when it comes to fentanyl is we keep calling them overdose deaths, but they're actually poisonings. And the reason I think it's wrong to say overdose is I think in a weird way, like parents hear overdose and they think, well, you must be a junkie to overdose. My kid isn't exhibiting junkie behavior. But the people dying from fentanyl could be first-time drug users. It doesn't take a big amount, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And most of these kids that are dying have no idea they're taking fentanyl.
Yeah.
And they're taking some sort of painkiller pill or something to give them through classes and it's laced with fentanyl. You know, I think China, in a way, is trying to destroy this nation. Mm-hmm. They send the precursors to Mexico. Mexico makes it. They're making a mint. Mm-hmm. Mexican cartels in it never made more money than that. And guess what? They're about to make a hell of a lot more because now they can get more people across the line. So we're going to bankroll the criminal cartels even to a higher degree than the Biden administration already is. And the second thing, taxpayers, be ready because you're going to buy more plane tickets to get these people to their final destination.
Well, that's insane. And that's the part I think, people don't get it because you're really not hearing the coverage on that. But they're shipping people all over the country right now. And it really is fascinating, man, to see like American citizens be so second rate in terms of the priority by this administration. I wanted to ask you this because Governor Abbott down in Texas is essentially blaming Biden for the migrant deaths we had this week in that tractor trailer, saying that his policies are encouraging this type of humanitarian crisis. I mean, do you see it that way, that basically people are looking at America like a bar that doesn't ask for ID, so all the people who shouldn't be here are trying to get in? Is that where we're at?
Absolutely. And I got an argument reporter yesterday, there was a tractor trailer death under the Bush administration. That's the one I handled, 19 dead aliens. Mm-hmm. And there's another one under very beginning of the Trump administration, there was 10 died. I said, but here's the difference that everybody's ignoring. The last 2 years of Trump administration, we finally put the policies in place after fighting the courts and after fighting Congress. We got illegal immigration down 83% to 90%, depending on what month you're looking at. It was a 40-year low illegal immigration, which means 83% less people coming across that border.
Yep.
And when you do that, if less people are crossing the border, less people die. It's just like you look at highway deaths. If you take 83% of the cars off the highways, will there be less highway deaths? Absolutely. So this administration came in, President Biden, the first president in the history of this nation, who came into office and intentionally unsecured a border, which is causing this crisis. And you're right. The promises they made, you won't be detained, we'll catch you and release. And if you lose your case, ICE is going to remove you because you're just here illegally. We're going to give you free health care. And guess what? We're working on an amnesty plan. With those types of – who wouldn't want to come to the greatest country on earth? So when you make those type of promises and tear down everything we created with President Trump, the most vulnerable people in the world are going to try to come to this country. They can't cross on their own. The cartels will kill them. They got to pay the plaza fees to the criminal cartels. So criminal cartels get richer. People put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels who don't give a damn about them. I've seen so much death in my career. They don't care. They're just money to them. And we're going to see more death. And with this Title 40 going up, you're going to see more death. More, 31% of women are getting raped by these cartels. You're going to see more children dying, more children drowning in the rivers. You're going to see more women getting sexually assaulted. You're going to see more sex trafficking, women and children, and you're going to see more migrant deaths. And here's what no one talks about. Oh, Joe Biden's policies are very humane. President Trump's policies are inhumane. Wrong. When illegal immigration is at a 40-year low, how many women aren't getting raped? Yep. How many children aren't dying? How many Americans are not dying from fentanyl? Bottom line is President Trump's policies save lives. Secure border saves lives because the most vulnerable people in the world will not make the attempt if they know they're going to be detained or removed immediately. When you give them the promise of catch and release, that's when they come.
I'm telling you, man, I agree with you 1,000%. And I think most people are just indifferent, you know, to the situation because they don't see how it affects them, but it does. It affects everybody. Like, you know, you listen, you get it. I mean, I'd do anything for you to sign up and be in this position right now, because I think I told you this the last time we were on the phone. I saw Secretary Mayorkas down in Washington, D.C. at a party waiting in line to meet Don Lemon from CNN, a guy who tells you securing the border is racist. And it broke my heart because he was waiting and he was so excited to meet Don Lemon. And I'm like, yo, this is the guy who's supposed to be kind of overseeing things. And if he's, you know, cozying up to the bar with the guy who doesn't want to secure the border, what chance do we have of actually securing the border under Biden? Like, is there a world where this became enough of a political liability that they do something? Or do you think they're just going to ride this out?
Well, look, I've met with about 125 Republican congressmen a month ago on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And I told them, if you don't, on day one, if you take back Congress, day one, if you don't impeach Mayorkas, then you can go to hell, too. Because this man is an embarrassment to this nation. This man has violated the oath he took. Bottom line is, Border Patrol has already admitted they've arrested 50 people on the FBI screening database. 50! Now, we got 800,000 gotaways. 800,000 people crossed the border with this recorded on tape, either central traffic, drone traffic, central or camera traffic. 800,000 gotaways. So if they arrested 50... how many 800,000 are known suspected terrorists, considering they're arresting people from 161 countries and some of these countries sponsor terrorism? If anyone's going to try to tell me not a single one of the 800,000 came to this country to do us harm, then you're ignorant. This man's a Secretary of Homeland Security. And the other day I got another argument reported. Well, he just followed directions from the president. Wrong. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. If he has any integrity, he'd tell the White House, I can no longer support the open border policies because of putting this country in great risk, not only public safety, public health because of the overdose, but national security. I can no longer do it and resign. The man had any integrity, that's what he'd do. And these 53 poor people that died a miserable death, he can look in the mirror and thank himself. If we had the Trump policies in place that secured that border at an 83 to 90% level, we wouldn't have these many people coming across and put themselves in harm's way. This man is pathetic. He's embarrassing to the job he holds.
Listen, I agree, man. I agree with you 1,000%, man. You know, again, I like talking to you. I just wish you were a little more passionate. You know what I'm saying, Homan? Last
you
question.
Want to be passionate?
Yeah, no, stop it. No, don't get worked up on me.
2024, we'll come back. We'll fix this.
I don't doubt that you will. Last question. Are you a fireworks guy, Homan? 4th of July is coming. I know you're going to light the grill and listen to your Merle Haggard and your Waylon Jennings. Are you blowing anything up?
No, I'm going to be smoking a brisket. I'm going to be listening to Merle Haggard and drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's my weekend.
What a life, Homan. I'm telling you, man. I got to get your agent. You got a good racket. Listen, happy birthday to America. Like, I appreciate you caring as much as you do about this country, but we are going to have to drink this out at the Waylon when you're in town, okay?
You got it. And listen, I appreciate what you're doing. We need shows like yours telling the truth to American people. Like you said, most networks aren't covering it other than the Fox network, but, you know, shows like yours, it spreads the word some more. So thank you for doing what you're doing. It makes a difference, believe me.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. This makes up for the time you said you were going to kick my ass on the air. So we'll call it even, okay? Be well. See you, brother. The great Tom Homan. All right, we're square now. We've paid up all our radio debts. Don't forget, he once said he was going to kick my ass on the air. He gets worked up because the guy, he cares, okay? We didn't even discuss it in this interview, but his son was sworn in. His son is working at the border. This is a guy who has served under multiple administrations, Republicans and Democrats. There are people out there that care. That's the thing. And the people who legitimately care are losing their minds because they're watching the country run into the ground by people who don't care. Politicians are not leaders. Politicians are not caretakers. Politicians are not problem solvers. OK, what they're tasked with doing in their minds is weaponizing the suffering in this country as a means to more power. Oh, you can't afford gas? Screw it. Green energy. That's the deal. We can run on that. We can get some lobbyist money. Woo. Let's get them. Ah, the border's out of control. That's because the other side's racist. Screw it. Vote for me. We can raise some fundraising money. We can tackle this thing head on. That's what they do, man. But the people who actually recognize the suffering going on now, they're having a really hard time. And again, I can give you the silver lining. It's that the election is coming. The Democrats are going to lose everything. They're going to lose everything. But as Tom Homan said, you're still replacing them with more politicians. Yeah, they're Republicans and they say things you agree with, you know, for a lot of you. But he just flat out said, he told Congress, if you guys take back the House and don't impeach Mayorkas, you can go to hell. That's Tom Homan's take. This is not a guy talking politics. He'd be just as mad at the Republicans for doing this as he would the Democrats. And that's what we need more of in Washington, D.C., even if that means they're going to threaten to kick my ass once in a while. I'll handle it. I'll take the beating. It'll save me money. Right now I'm spending a lot of money on Craigslist to get beat up. This will save me a couple bucks.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
You're listening to the hottest show in the country.
Our country is in serious trouble.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. My last day before I go on vacation. I'm actually going to be off tomorrow. Sean Duffy is in for me. And then next week, you got great ones. Paul Gleiser from Texas, Rich Zeoli from WPHT in Philadelphia. You're going to hear from the great Jason Chaffetz. It's going to be a wild one. It's classy, classy week of broadcasting next week. And when I get back, I will be back on July the 11th. That's a busy week. I'm going to be hosting Kennedy's TV show that week. I'll be appearing on Outnumbered, and I will be headlining the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, July 15th and 16th. Go to the damn show. Tickets at newbrunswick.stressfactory.com. Or if you just Google Jimmy Fallon Stress Factory, you'll be there. It's going to be a wild one. You see a lot of my Fox pals, too. But right now, we're going to the phone for my Fox pals. Alan is out in Phoenix, Arizona. Yo, Alan.
Hey, how are you, sir? I'm going to be real quick. I got to tell you, currently I am feeling like Jeff Bridges in that movie Arlington Road. Like, everything feels conspiratorial. Like, I understand the fuel thing. I think what they're trying to do is make a reset because they want to get their tentacles into energy. They can't get it into oil. Mm-hmm. So if we just change what they're doing, then they can get their hands in it. That part I understand. The open border and this, like, push just toward, like, no crime enforcement, no law enforcement. Rule number one in first aid is you have to be safe before you can help somebody else. Otherwise, you have just doubled the problem.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, you know, the country's on fire. Mm-hmm. You, like, thinking that you can help somebody else when you can't help the people that are here. People here are not safe. Mm-hmm. And they're just making it more intense. Like, I just don't understand. If it was just a bad plan, Jimmy Carter, like, you know, just trying things and they ain't working, this is like it's on purpose. And I hate to be like a conspiratorial person, but, I mean, tell me something different. What am I not saying? It's like these lying eyes.
Yep.
Everything I see is telling me that they're pushing us down this road. This isn't like by accident. This just isn't we're dumb and, you know, we think this is going to work. This is like there's another reason.
Yeah, you feel like we're missing a pivotal piece of information because it does seem like it works beyond incompetence, almost like, you know, you said strategic failures. The good news is, honestly, you know, they're going to lose everything. Like, they're going to lose 90 seats in the midterms. They're going to lose everything imaginable. So they're going to lose a lot of the power to change the country. The problem is we've got to live with this level of leadership for a few more months, you know, before it's officially taken out at the polls anyway. But I feel the same frustration, man. It's hard to take anything at face value. And I just don't want to believe anybody could be this stupid. Not even for my good, but for theirs. But here we are, man. So I'm with you, Alan, but take a break this weekend. It's the 4th of July. Are you going to get rowdy in Phoenix?
Well, yeah, we're going to take it easy. We're going to lay back just because of the cost of everything. But, I really do. I always hope for the nation. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think we're a compassionate country, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to help people.
Yes.
But there's a time and a place.
Yes.
And, you know,
well, there's a thing.
You can't do it now.
The good point that you keep making right now is – We are this country, an empathetic country. Who knows, we have it better than most places. But right now, we're sending, you know, $40 billion to Ukraine at a time when everybody here is broke, at a time when everybody here is suffering. And it's, I understand wanting to help Ukraine, but to help both people, what you do is you broker a peace in Ukraine. Like Biden said today to reporters, you know, he was asked, how long should the American people be willing to pay higher gas prices, you know, given your support of Ukraine? And he said, as long as it takes for Ukraine to win. Well, Ukraine isn't going to win. OK, so why don't we try to end the war instead of just paying for it to go on endlessly? Because that's all we're doing right now, which is fighting to a stalemate at the expense of our way of life, you know?
And that's another thing that I feel like it just could have been avoided. Like we could have prevented that war before it started. Just simply, they're never going to be a part of NATO, period. Don't poke the bear. You know what Russia is. We wouldn't let Russia cozy up to Canada or to Mexico.
Yep.
So I understand why they don't want us on their border.
Yep.
I think it was just avoidable. I think it was wanted.
No, you're right. It was avoidable in November of 2020. Unfortunately, some voters did not help us avoid it. But we'll be back to fight another day. Alan, have a great weekend with your family. 888-788-9910. We have a Democratic surrogate coming up in the next hour. We also have a bunch of callers, one of whom wants to know if she should talk to her Democratic dad this weekend. We'll have some good advice next.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, it sure is. And we are fired up for a big hour of Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We are reaching across the aisle and talking to the great Kevin Walling, who is a campaign surrogate for Joe Biden in 2020. And would ostensibly have to stump for Biden if he ran again in 2024.
That can't be good.
I mean, can you imagine having to get out and sell this to voters a second time? This really is like giving out cruise brochures on the lifeboats from the Titanic. All right, well, I know we're going down, but how about those dinners Monday through Thursday? They were pretty good, right? I mean, wasn't the band good? Listen, they're still playing up there on the boat. So people are jumping off the ship. What do you say? You want to go again? Another 4 years of this? Oh, can you speak up? Oh, I got a little water in my mouth. Excuse me one second. But anyway, you guys want to board this one more time? Okay, God love them. God love them. But listen, Fox Across America is a show that doesn't care what you believe or how you vote. It is an all skate. If you grew up going to roller rinks like I did, they'd have something called an all skate where everybody could just get on and, oh, this next one's an all skate, you know, because they'd have a couple skate. Then they'd have a boys skate. They'd have a girls skate. They eliminated that now because there's just too many genders. The guy'd be, you know, the MC'd be there for 7.5 hours. All right, it's the boys skate. Then it's the girls skate. Then it's the non-binary cisgender boys. Then it's the poly pan cis normative.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Well, the roller rink world coming to an end under that pretense. So they just shifted everything to an all skate. Just get out here and skate. We can't skate by categories. We have too many now. But the point is, everyone is welcome on this show. I don't need you to agree with me. I don't need your family to agree. I don't need anything to agree. It's a talk show. We just talk about it. So Kevin Walling, like Jessica Tarlov before him, will come on in this hour and we'll have a talk about politics, the direction of the country, what he thinks is going to happen. And we'll be adults about it because that's what we do on this show. I might be the most immature person I know, But we are adults when it comes to politics. We're not canceling anybody. We're not unfriending them. We're like, I'm not hanging out with you anymore because you don't vote the way I vote. Like, we're not five, okay? We have to stop doing this. So I am very much being the change I want to see in the world. You are welcome to be a part of it at 888-788-9910. The only real rule, I say it every day, be a Republican, be a Democrat, don't be a... Back to the phones we go. Melissa is in Hawley, Pennsylvania. And if my sources are correct, Melissa, you have a little bit of a predicament this 4th of July.
Yeah, hey, that girl. 5-year-old that you're talking about is my dad.
Wait, no, your dad's not Joe Biden, is he?
No. Oh, my gosh. But I think if he could be, he probably would. But wow. Regardless, I prove this guy wrong all the time. He mm-hmm. says... Sorry. He says dumb stuff, and I send him articles from I'll send him an article from CNN, and he still says, no, that's wrong. You're a loser. And I'm like, how do I even talk to you if I show you the facts and then you know that they're right, so then you just go to name calling? Like, how do you interact with these people?
Well, alcohol is how you interact with them. You have alcohol or some other type of I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But the point is, you know, we are now living in alternative universes. And one of the big reasons why, too, is we prioritize different things as parties. Like the Democrats, a lot of them can't imagine a world where the whole country isn't worked up about abortion. But what we've seen in the polling since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade is that the polling has moved towards Republicans on the generic ballot by 1 point. So what everybody thought was, oh, this is bad news for the Republicans, Roe versus Wade, the Democrats can run on that. All of the people who cared about Roe versus Wade were already voting Democrat. So they're not listening to the country. On our side, we are listening to them. That's why we think they're crazy. They're not listening to themselves. You know what I mean? Like, when they say men can get pregnant, we hear them. We know they're saying that. And we're just saying, no, they can't. So the problem you have with your dad in this instance, first and foremost, is like, do you have a decent relationship with him otherwise? Or are you guys just screaming at each other like the Real Housewives?
I'm trying to keep it civil, but he wouldn't even come over for Father's Day because I objected to something he said.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't have an opinion.
No, this is crazy. I don't want to see this. I don't want to live in that world. No, I get it. Well, thank you for being one of the adults in the room in that regard. But, you know, the thing is, man, what I try to do to people to like on this show, and it's the constant reminder on this show, is that we actually, rather than finding an issue you can agree on, okay, I think you try to find an approach you can agree on, which is like, everybody calm down. That's what I always say on this show. Be a Republican, be a Democrat, you know, don't be a beep. And beep can be whatever you make it. People always ask me, what does the beep mean when you play it? It's like the word Smurf. Do you remember the 80s, the cartoon The Smurfs? They would use the word Smurf for everything. They'd be like, oh, we're out Smurfing in the field with Smurfette, you know? And looking back, now that I realize they were using Smurf as a euphemism, Smurfette was doing some bad things in the woods, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's why Grumpy Smurf was always so upset he couldn't get a shot at the title. But stick with me. I think with your dad, you do need to start by just calming things down. Maybe, you know, in comedy they say you don't open with your closer, meaning you don't tell like the craziest joke you have first because you won't be able to follow it. So in your situation, your closer is politics. This is the outrageous thing you guys don't agree on. That's the source of conflict. So I think you need to open on 4 or 5 other subjects, 2 or 3 other pleasant subjects before you inevitably get there. And I think when you get there, your task is to try and keep things calm as opposed to keeping things like engage, meaning like disagreeing, meaning, you know, here's my idea, here's your idea. You know, maybe you can just get him to agree with you on the approach before you work on the policies. Does that make sense?
It does. However, I just follow you, and you're on so many different shows and channels now that all I want to do is talk about politics.
So oh, no! It's my fault! I'm destroying your family, Melissa. This isn't good.
Just like Biden, you have to give the blame to somebody else. It's never your fault.
This is unbelievable. Now I'm the Joe Biden of Hawley, Pennsylvania. Am I going to start falling off my bicycle in L.A. this week?
I would hope not.
Oh, Melissa. Well, listen, this is the
Take
thing.
Take it easy on the alcohol. You'll be good. You can get a DWI on a bike.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Well, they don't really prosecute it out there if you say you know Nancy Pelosi. I'll just
There's no rules out there.
Yeah, I'll say I'm married to Nancy Pelosi. They'll let me off the hook. Don't worry about it. Melissa, go easy on your dad. Have a great 4th of July and just try to do this from a place of fun. I know you're watching a lot of politics and you care and stuff, but not everybody has your approach and my approach. So, but try to keep our approach because that'll at least lower the temperature. And yes, if all else fails, alcohol, girlfriend. Okay.
My choice is some nice little joint, but
oh,
I got you.
Melissa.
Thank you.
Wow, Melissa. All right. I am officially the Bob Marley and you are the Wailer. How about it? 888-788-9910. Pete is up in Burlington, Vermont. Hopefully I'm not destroying his family, too. Yo, Pete.
No, sir. Keep the family intact, Jimmy.
Oh, buddy. Thanks for that.
What a perfect segue. You mentioned Bob Marley, and then you brought me on the air. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that.
Are you also puffing the magic dragon up there in Vermont?
I'm just going to say that you should be happy that I turned the Hendrix off and I put the weed down just to pick up the phone call and listen in and talk to you guys today.
I'm doing
you guys a favor.
If you want this show to make sense, you might want to pick the weed back up. I'm just telling you because I care. We're a mess on this show. But
And you are kind of crazy calling Secretary Holman by his last name, like you guys in the locker room screaming at each other after a huge victory. Holman, you're the best, dude! That 3-1 Holman in the bottom of the ninth was the best thing ever!
Well, this is the thing, man. You got to try to keep Holman calm because he's going to snap. You ever seen that movie Mighty Joe Young? Where like it's like a gorilla escapes the zoo and just starts like throwing Volkswagens at people. Holman is a real bad dude. Like if you wind up on the wrong end of that, he could wipe out this whole building. So I got to try to keep him in check.
He's Coach Ditka, right, for the government. Remember with the Saturday Night Live skit when he's telling Chris Farley, like, you know I could punch you through the phone right now, kid, right? And he's like, yeah, I know.
Holman versus Gad in a bowling match. Holman, you know, Ditka, that's a great analogy, man.
The Russia thing, do you think that they sit in a think tank? Of course they sit in a think tank, or what they call a think tank, and they're just rolling around like, we're still good with the Russia narrative, right? We're still going with that since 2016. I mean, it doesn't matter who says it as long as you say it.
Yep. No, it's so true. And what's crazy is that people who like really do study geopolitics have had the opinion of Russia for the past 20 years that they're actually like a third tier team now. You know, John McCain famously referred to them as a gas station with nukes.
Right.
Russia, you know, they carry a lot more conversational wherewithal than they do physical wherewithal, meaning like they were supposed to wipe out Ukraine in a half hour. Okay, this war, when it's been going on now for months and months, and yes, we're sending Ukraine weapons now, but we only stepped up those shipments after they were able to stand their ground for a month. You know, remember, this started with we're giving them food and stuff, but don't want to send weapons because that could be an escalation. Now we're openly sending them weapons and billions of dollars along the way because we're really not concerned with what Russia might do. But they use it for political cover. But what Biden doesn't get, this is what politicians don't get. If people are broke, they don't care whose fault it is. They just want to get rid of the people they went broke under. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he can yell Russia to make himself feel better. But the problem is it's not making you and me feel better. Which is why he's finished. Like, his presidency will go down as, like, a laughing stock.
Right, but they're still using it as if it's current cachet, like in 2016. Well,
yes.
Russia influenced the election. Now Trump's influenced with Russia, and they had the whole Russia probe, mm-hmm. right? And so the gas prices, Russia. I mean, everything's Russia. So forget about that. So falling off the bike thing, you know, do you remember when Willie Mays fell in the World Series, or at least we heard about Willie Mays falling in the World Series, and he retired.
He did.
After he fell. I mean, maybe we could have that sort of kind of gift to America.
Well, listen, I have a hard time associating Joe Biden with Willie Mays in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to give you the connection because there is a Willie Mays, Willie Brown connotation here for Kamala, and I will leave it at that since you're high and I'm already in loopy because I'm on my way to vacation. But Pete, thank you for being a part of this, drunk, sober, high, or not. We appreciate you, brother. 888-788-9910. Kevin Walling is around the corner, a Democratic strategist, a surrogate for the Biden campaign. okay? He might have the toughest job in all of politics coming on the air, but he's going to do it. God love him. And we're going to have an honest conversation about this administration.
The government's going to jump all over your head, Jimbo.
Jump away. We're going to keep on telling the truth.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
A show so good, it's hard to describe.
It's not a matter of,
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
You know, so,
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
Bidenica has a patented blend of confusion and forgetfulness that will calm the most overactive brains.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
When they sold out American jobs and killed the Keystone Pipeline, it kept me up all night worrying about how we'd pay our bills. But then I got Bidenica, and I've never slept better.
Sometimes when I get hopped up on sugar, my parents give me Bidenica so I pass out. Other times they give it to me during the day, probably so they can do the deed. Gross.
Warning. People who have used Bidenica have experienced rapid lying and an inability to secure the southern border. Others have hallucinated and fought breakfast cereals.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Ask your doctor if Bidenica is right for you.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We are wide awake on this show in the home stretch of my work week. I am off tomorrow. Cable News super hunk Sean Duffy will be on the wheels of steel. I will be off to Los Angeles. The next time you see me will be the 4th of July. I will be on The 5, co-hosting The 5 with Dana Perino, Jesse Waters, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Jessica Tarloff will be there as well. And you will see me live on the 4th of July, also at 8 o'clock on the 4th of July fireworks special right here on the Fox News Channel. But aside from that, I'll be on vacation with Jenny and Lincoln. It's going to be rowdy, and I'm really excited to have some time with my family. You know, I've been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of work, and, you know, a lot of TV, and it's been great, great, great. No complaints at all. But they do have innings limits for pitchers. You know what I'm saying? They got to sit you down on the bench once in a while so you don't throw the ball like Fauci at that first pitch he threw in Washington. Do you remember that one?
Fauci's just pulling stuff out of his butt.
Well, I don't know about that pitch. I don't know where he pulled that one out of, but it was very much a movie from a moment from the movie Major League.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
You know, when you talk about control, we're having the same issue in the White House right now. Nobody believes that Joe Biden is in control of his presidency. They feel like he's being wheeled out to the teleprompter, and, you know, obviously they're filling it up with the largest font they can find. And then they're just telling him to blame things. Blame the Supreme Court. Blame Trump. Blame Putin. MAGA. You know? And here's a big problem. In this country, you know, there's an old adage that politics, you know, ends at the water's edge. Somebody's traveling overseas. You're there on behalf of America. We're not trying to make America look bad, nor are we trying to make America's leadership look bad while they're abroad. Now, that standard obviously went out the window under Trump. And to some extent, we're not adhering to it under Biden. I can't, you know, tell you that I'm, you know, the better person here, because we've been very critical of some of the things he said on this trip. Because as the leader of this country, in theory, on paper, okay, the promise he made is, first of all, I'm going to unite the country, which was absurd on its face, because he declared immediately upon getting into office that anybody who didn't side with his voter ID law was a white supremacist. They were siding with Bull Connor. You know, this was Jim Crow on steroids, as he famously called it.
This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia.
Now, understand. What an insult that is to the real victims of Jim Crow. What an insult that is to the real heroes who fought for civil rights and integrated this country. Jim Crow was a means of denying people access to the polls through violence. This was a voter ID law. A voter ID law that, oh, by the way, 82% of Americans support. A voter ID law that, oh, by the way, has resulted in early voting in Georgia being up over 120%.
Oh, wow!
But understand, the guy that was going to unite the country took the Major League All-Star Game, pressured Major League Baseball because of this voter ID law that, oh, by the way, has resulted in more early turnout, especially in the black community. They took the voter ID law, used it as a weapon against the state of Georgia, and moved the Major League Baseball game and $100 million worth of commerce out of Atlanta, the second biggest black metropolitan population in this country, and moved it into Denver, okay, and took $100 million worth of commerce with it. So there was no attempt to unify. In fact, he fraudulently gaslit us along racial lines. And now, when we talk about norms and uniting and politics ending at the water's edge, here he is trashing the Supreme Court on the world stage. It's clip two.
Yeah, I am. I'm the president of the United States of America. That makes me the best messenger. And I really think that it's a serious, serious problem that the court has thrust upon the United States. Not just in terms of the right to choose, but in terms of the right to who you can marry, the right, a whole range of issues relating to privacy.
I mean,
what a loser.
That's what you're dealing with here. No, I care. Privacy, good guys, America.
It's nothing more than white noise coming from the White House.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. They're praying, enter the dragon. This is theme music, if ever there was theme music for a guest on a show. And make no bones about it, this guy is a skilled fighter in the cable news arena, a former surrogate for the Biden campaign, although he doesn't want me to tell you that. He prefers to tell people he works for R. Kelly and Ghislaine Maxwell. But he's my great friend, and we're thrilled to have him back. Democratic strategist Kevin Walling in the house. Hey, girl.
Enter the dragon. I'm here, Jimmy. How are you, brother?
How about it? Well, I will tell you this. So far, my audience today has been not entered the dragon. They have been puffing the magic dragon. We've had a lot of weed references from the callers today. Are you surprised?
Not at all, knowing just the kind of show that you host.
Now, listen, I do take that as a compliment, and I think you meant it as one, because this is, you know, this is a little bit of a radio funhouse. You get it, right?
Of course.
And you know what I think? And I think you would agree with this. Whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, if you were doing like a political talk show and you actually wanted people to agree with you, I think you would curry more favor being fun than being furious. No?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's also why I'm on Fox and not MSNBC. It's a lot more fun on our side, I think.
Is it ever? Like, we all laugh. We all have a good time. And I always tell people this, like doing like meet and greets and stuff. When you go to like a Fox event and like say you met Dana Perino, right? You take a picture with Dana Perino. And when the picture's over, she, you know, asks you a couple of questions about where you're from. You talk. She smiles. You have a joke. If you meet, like, say you met Rachel Maddow. First of all, she's not going to take a picture with you. But if she did, the minute that picture gets taken, the color leaves her face and she's like, get away from me, you disgusting nothing. I have met
these
people.
You gotta go visit her in her, like, in her remote cabin somewhere to even snag a photo with her. I don't think she even comes in New York.
She ain't coming anywhere near this. It's funny, I was at Del Frisco's Grill one night and Joy Reid was there. And not that anybody was, like, in line to take a picture with her, but there is – it's just a different energy. Like, we have, as you said, a fun energy. I always tell this to radio hosts, because one of the reasons my show is grown as much as it has is because a lot of what I'm up against is, like, intense. It's, like, people screaming and yelling. And it's, like,
exactly. Yeah,
you're not even preaching to the choir. You're yelling at the choir. The choir's like, yo, what'd I do, man? I just wanted to sing a hymn. Why are you mad at me?
And people tune out. And people tune out to that. I mean, people want to have fun. They want to have an engaging conversation. They want to hear all sides. It's respectful. It's fun. It's engaging. It's not people just yelling at you.
You get it, Walling. You get it. Now for the yelling. Let's get focused here. I'm kidding. Now for the policy debate that's going to get vicious. I kid.
Enter the dragon.
The Bruce Lee of cable news. Kevin Walling.
I've always said that.
You do. You get that a lot, right? Let me ask you this. Let's start here. It's 4th of July weekend. You strike me as a Democrat who still celebrates the 4th of July.
Hell yes.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to the White House to celebrate with the president on Monday.
Is that true?
So we'll watch the fireworks from the South Lawn. Absolutely.
So are you're going to be standing there when he gets on TV and wishes the country a happy Easter?
No comment on that front. I think he will be zeroed in on July 4th, I guarantee you.
Wow. No, all right. That's nice to hear. And listen, I want national pride to be a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because as divided as we get on political fronts, the reality is if you're living here, you have it pretty good. It's bad right now under this leadership. I can't give them a free pass on that. You can tell me whose fault it is and everything in between. But yes, we have taken a step back in the last couple of years, but we should still be proud of what we are because we're the greatest source of good on the planet. Did you watch Biden speak in Spain today?
I did. I watched the press conference this morning.
Oh, okay, cool. It was, you know, we kind of opened on, you know, him talking about, you know, more Putin's price hike and more of, you know, getting called on by a predetermined list of reporters. What is that? As somebody who works for the who works for this campaign, who's somebody who is going to the White House, why do they have him as scripted as they do?
I don't know if it's scripted. You know, I think a lot is made over that prepared list of folks to call on. That's actually in negotiations with the White House Correspondents Association for these kind of foreign junkets in terms of the list to call. Republicans do it. Democrats do it. I wish he wouldn't emphasize as much as he does calling down that list because then it looks like it's a controlled environment, which to some degree it is in terms of a press conference like this. But, you know, he's got a list of names that he calls on. President Trump did the same thing when he would travel overseas, especially when he was doing bilats with other foreign leaders. So, you know, I don't make as much of it as others do about it.
Okay. You know, because some Walling, and by some I will say people who host this talk show, do see what looks like a little bit of a bumper bowl going on with this administration. It seems like you don't get the spontaneity. Like you could say it's a, you know, an overseas precedent, but it does seem like he's a little more scarce to the press, even when he's on his home soil. You know, if you look at like the interview stats, the thing he did. Okay, the thing he did with Jimmy Kimmel was his first interview since Super Bowl Sunday. That was a period of – that was 4 months, dude. That's a, he was off the air in terms of interviews for four entire CNN pluses.
I mean, I want to see more of them. I've been saying across Fox programming that I want to see more Biden interviews. I want to see more conversations. I love it when he calls on Peter Ducey, for example, and they have that back and forth. Now, do I love it when he calls him an SOB and Jess? Maybe not, but it's a funny moment. Mm-hmm. But and again, I'm all about let Biden be Biden.
Okay.
Have him, you know, answer more questions, and let's go from there.
Are you all for Biden being Biden on a bicycle, or do you want to put training wheels on?
Hey, as someone who's gotten his foot stuck in many a bicycle, you know, my heart goes out for him. I've toppled over on stationary bikes. And I'm, you know, half his age.
You're an alcoholic, though. Kevin Walling's on the phone.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I only do it half the time.
Kevin Walling is on the line. You know, if you had to get a ride home from one person from your 4th of July barbecue, is it Joe Biden or Paul Pelosi?
No comment on that front. I think he's still in Rome getting communion from the Pope with Nancy.
Well, this is the thing. People were mad about that. But I was telling Fox and Friends First this morning, you know, the Archbishop of San Francisco says she can't have communion, but they give it to her at the Vatican. So a lot of people don't know this. Nancy Pelosi's been around a while. She was a waitress at the Last Supper. And she did a good enough job that they're like, all right, we can't deal her out completely. So, you know, I guess she got communion. That's how it works.
Line for everybody.
Let's talk about this. I think this is just my theory. OK, I actually think internally the Democrats have overestimated the political importance of this Roe issue. And the reason I say that, and you can tell me I'm wrong because you know your party better than I do. But the reason I say that is because I think the states that are passionate about Roe are voting Democrat anyway. You know what I mean? You might win New York by 21 points now instead of 20. But I don't know that nationally it moves the needle the way they might think it does. What do you think there?
I think it's a good point, and I've been saying this for a while. The economy is going to be the number one issue heading into the midterms. We're 131 days away from that. I think it will make a difference on the margins, Jimmy, to your point, and I think it makes sense. I think it's going to make a difference in places like Orange County, California, where there's a number of key Republican congressional districts up for grabs, in places like New York with redistricting, maybe in places like Florida on the margins. But it is not going to have the impact that I think a lot of people are hoping for in my party or expected come November.
What do you think of this in a post-November world where I keep hearing the term like whispers of Hillary Clinton getting back involved? Whispers means, and I think you know this, it means people connected to her are feeding reporters stories. That's what I take it as. Would you say that?
Exactly. it's to stay relevant, you know. And, yeah. and I like Secretary Clinton a great deal. She gave a speech just, you know, this past week at the Aspen Ideas Institute, you know, festival. It's a way to stay relevant in the national dialogue for sure.
But what do you make of this idea that, you know, Kamala insisting, she kind of backtracked yesterday, but that Biden is running, she's going to be his ticket mate. Do you believe that? I mean, I guess, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I mean, you're going to the White House, but I don't get the feeling they're listening to the show right now. So between you and me, just us talking.
You don't know that. You don't know. He could be listening right now on Air Force One flying back.
if he knew what was good for him, he would be. But continue.
Well, listen, I think the president has given every indication he's running again. I want to see some new blood down the road. You know, his number one job was defeating Donald Trump. If Donald Trump is the nominee in 2024, he's got a good case to make that he defeated him one time before. You know, let's reelect the president. So we'll see.
Well, I think internally that the Democrats would rather Donald Trump be the nominee than anybody. You know, people always say, oh, they fear Donald Trump. I actually don't think they do, because I think Trump's personal baggage is a better thing for Democrats to run on than the current state of inflation, gas, the border and stuff like that. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
That they almost want Trump, right?
I want Trump back on Twitter. I want Trump to announce that he's running for election in 2024 before the midterm elections. I mean, let's be clear. I mean, that's a boon to our side. When you see polls out now with the January 6th committee that 50% of Americans wanted to be prosecuted criminally for what's going on, 50%, including 15% of Republicans, that's a pretty good thing to run against.
Well, this is what the Democrats are doing wrong, because if they want to run against Trump, they should stop this January 6th stuff, because this January 6th stuff is ultimately going to wind up with Republican candidates using it against Trump to eliminate them. Okay,
No one talks about this,
Kevin, you know, because every Republican's like, well, if Trump's running, I'm not running. They're all running. You know that. I know that. They just can't say it right now, because then they have to start campaigning against him immediately. They have to incur the potential wrath of his base and alienate potential voters. So everyone's going to be, you know, they're going to genuflect and, no, if Trump runs, I'm not running. They're all running. Every single one of them is running. And a lot of them are going to use January 6th against him. I mean, are you going to tell me there's a world where his Republican opponents don't bring this up and go, hey, I wasn't a part of that?
Well, the ones that might be implicated with it, probably not. But, you know, it's an interesting point with, you know, what the dance that you're seeing out of Florida with Ron DeSantis, where he did not seek Donald Trump's endorsement for his reelection and made it very clear that he wasn't asking for it. So he's doing this dance where I think he's running no matter what, and someone just hasn't asked him directly if he's running against Trump.
Yeah, no, I think that's the truth. And I actually think
he would be stupid not to.
Yeah, I think in a head-to-head, I actually think DeSantis would beat him, because what happens is you'd get the Trump pugnacity without the baggage. Now, to be clear, the Democrats, the media will treat any Republican like he is Trump. Like they treated John McCain and Mitt Romney like Trump. Trump was the first guy to get treated like Trump and act like Trump, meaning say a lot of outrageous things and do everything in between. Mitt Romney was wearing mom jeans. He was pretty buttoned up. Yet Biden...
He looked good in those jeans.
Yeah, hey, I don't know. Speak for yourself there. But Biden, you know, Biden famously told Howard University Mitt Romney was going to put them back in chains. This was a man, Mitt Romney. The only thing he chained was his dog to his roof. Do you remember that scandal, Seamus the dog?
I do. That poor pup.
They put him on the family truckster. That was crazy, Mitt Romney. But I think personally, in my assessment, is the Democrats, certainly the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world, are hoping and praying Trump gets back involved. I actually don't think he's gonna. I think, you know, he can hang his hat on changing the Supreme Court in a way that had a profound impact on our politics and the direction of the country. And there's a part of me that thinks he'd rather not run, because if he runs, at some point he has to stop saying the election was stolen from him and focus on real issues. And I don't know that he has the discipline to do it. If he doesn't run, he can, you know, say the election was stolen for the rest of his life, claim he's undefeated, you know, talk about the successes he had at the Supreme Court level, and kind of run off into the sunset. Do you believe him onto something, or do you think he's running?
No, not at all, Jimmy. Oh, my God. Do you think he cares that he put three Supreme Court justices on? He only cares about himself.
So you think he's running?
He wants to run again in a heartbeat.
Wow.
He's going to change back the colors of Air Force One. He wants to be back in that White House. He could give a damn about the three justices, which is great for the Republican Party and a great thing to campaign on. No, he wants it. He doesn't care about the issues.
No, so you think he's
wrong. You know this.
You think, but you no. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking strategy. I'm not speaking to what is in his heart. I'm talking about strategy. But you think he's going to run, though, is what you're saying.
Wholeheartedly, he's going
to
run.
Wow. Who do you think's more likely to run, Trump or Biden? You think Trump, right? Deep down?
I think it could be a matchup again.
Biden is not running. You stop it right. He is not. Biden will not be running a 5K.
It's going to be a battle of the octogenarians again.
Oh, could you imagine selling this to the American people? This is what I think could happen, for real. I think Trump runs means Biden could run. I think Trump runs means Hillary could run, for real. I think Trump not running wipes out both of them because Trump is probably the only one either of them could beat, technically speaking, because he brings enough baggage that would mobilize the left in a way that maybe a new face wouldn't. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you look at the electorate in 2020, how much of the electorate, and I'm a Democrat, was voting for Joe Biden because they believed in him, and how much was it to defeat Donald Trump?
Yes.
Right? All the enthusiasm on the election was geared towards Donald Trump, love him or hate him.
Well, if you think not a lot of people believed in Joe Biden last time, wait till you see this time, buddy. We're in a bad spot right now. And all the Putin price hikes in the world ain't going to bail him out. But
hey, bring it on.
All right. Welling, I love you, man. You're the best.
I love you more.
Have a good time at the White House. Keep him off the bicycle, could you please?
I'll send you pictures.
Get a two-seater and pedal him around just for the safety of the country. He is the president.
Three-seater. I want Jill in the back.
That's too funny. All right, good time. That's a good image. We'll close on that. I'll see you soon, brother.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good talking with you, brother.
My man, the great Kevin Walling. We're back after this.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failer.
I enjoyed it. It was an unbelievably interesting experience.
Bottom of the ninth here on Fox Across America. I am, of course, off tomorrow, heading out to California, where I'll be hosting the Fox News 4th of July fireworks special. You'll see me on the 5. You'll see me floating around in Kennedy's pool face down. It's going to be a mess. Lincoln Failer, Jenny Failer going to be with me as well. Joining us now on the line to close it out, John is in San Diego, one of the places I will be heading. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Jimmy?
Everything's good. You know, I'm going to be in La Jolla on the 6th. I got to see my good buddy out there.
The 6th of this year?
Yes, the 6th of July, my man. I'm going to be down in your neck of the woods.
Well, hey, let's hook up. Let's do something.
There is a place he takes me every year. It's on the water. Damn it, I got to think of it. It's right in La Jolla. It's right downtown. They have an indoor-outdoor. It's very nice. Man, if you can think of it, I'm going to be there.
Marine
on the
room?
The what room?
Marine room?
Give me another one. I'm not sure.
El Crab Catcher?
No, I feel like it has a one-word name, though. I feel like it's like I got named after a person. I'll have to look. Let me look.
I don't know.
Okay.
La Jolla is really awesome. People go kayaking, and they launch from the surf, and they take a kayak 2 miles off the coast, and they catch monster yellowtail. Quite a ballsy thing to do. Lincoln would probably love to do that sometime.
Yeah, that sounds like a home run. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
You go to Santa Monica, yeah?
Yeah, I'm staying in Santa Monica, and then I will be whatchamacallit, in and out of a few places. I'm going to be in the Palisades because that's where Kennedy is. But it's going down, man. It's going. Is it?
You know what? What I was going to say, Lincoln's going with you, right?
Yes.
So you know, I don't know if you ever heard of this little island called Catalina.
That's yes, I did. Give me the scoop on this, really quick.
Catalina is awesome. It's just about less than an hour off the coast. You can go into Newport, which Kennedy would probably love to go as well. Mm-hmm. You can rent really nice boats and go out there private, or there's a really fast boat, the Catalina Express, that goes out there. And Catalina is actually the place where the Chicago White Sox, I believe, where Wrigley used to own them,
wow,
they used to do spring training actually on this island off the coast of L.A. Did you know that?
No, this is amazing. This is good intel.
Totally true. And Wrigley, the spearmint guy, the gum guy, he basically owned the whole island, and he brought his team over there in like 1920 or 30. I don't know if, you know, One Shoe Joe or whatever the guy's name was, went there. But there's a huge museum. There's a huge casino there, which is still there, but it's not operational. So
all right, good.
Bad for you.
Because that doesn't end good
but,
for me.
They've got great fishing there. You can rent boats right off the place. Lincoln would love it. There's good food. There's also bison you can fly into if you don't have
all right
time.
Listen,
but
John,
I highly recommend that.
I don't know what you do now, but if you don't get a gig as a travel agent on the side, you're doing yourself a disservice. We'll be in
I'm
touch.
I'm a realtor, and I'm a realtor and a mortgage broker. Well, I wanted to say something.
Quicker than this. We got 15 seconds. Step on the gas.
When are you going to get your TV show?
Oh, listen, between you and me, it's on its way. You didn't hear that from me. The show's over. John, happy birthday, America. You guys are the greatest. I will see you all on July 11th. The show's over. Have a great weekend. I'm out of here.
'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on foxnewspodcast.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.